Whatever I see is my thought. Whatever I see is my thought. I like to look at my place in the universe. I like to look at my place in the allness. I like to look at my place in heaven, the divine. Yes, whatever I see is my thought. Now, I have the opportunity to be or not to be. I have the opportunity to think or not to think. I have the opportunity to live in consciousness or not live in consciousness. I can be an invisible nothingness. I can be the nothingness of the universe, which is the possibility, and a silly possibility, but I can be that. Now, what do I want to be? What do I want to be? Do I want to be the silly impossibleness of the universe? What do I want to be? Do I want to be that which is not anything at all? I like to look at my place in the universe. And when I look at my place in the universe, I think I'm the allness. Okay, now, the allness is a very interesting concept, and it is very difficult to put any teeth in it because it is so all. And if I say, I am the allness, and then I begin to list what I think are some of the things that are the allness, but I can't do that. The moment I list anything, I'm not the allness. If I say I'm the allness, then this is the reality of my being. This is the totality of who and what I am, the allness. And the minute I try to delineate it, the minute I try to describe it, the minute I try to say it is anything inclusive of something, then I am limiting it. Because the allness has no definition. It has no illustration of what it includes. It has no illustration of all the muchness that it includes, because there's no way to think about it. When you think of all, it's all. When you think of some things or a particular thing, you're thinking of something or a particular thing. Now, what is it that you and I want to think about? Well, whatever I see is my thought. Okay, I look at the world. And as I look at the world, I see the world as a happy place. That's my thought. That's my thought. But is it the allness of the world? Now, if ever in my thought I think anywhere there is unhappiness, anywhere there is a feeling of lack of balance and bliss, then I am not thinking in the allness of my thought. I like a place in the universe. I like to look at my place in the universe. Well, what is my place in the universe? Is my place the allness in the universe? Is my place the isness of the universe? Is my place the completion of the universe? These are things. You see, when we begin to think, and we have the wisdom to do this, when we begin to think that we are the allness, and then we want to be the specific, it doesn't work. When you say, I am the allness of the universe and all is in divine order, all is perfect now, all is fantastic now, all is glorious now, all is all that it's ever going to be now, and all is the totality of all right now, then you cannot be poor, you cannot be rich, you cannot be sick, you cannot be well. You are the allness. You are the allness. Now, you are the sickness and the wellness. You are the poorness and the wealthiness. You are these things. And you say, well, gosh, that's not the way I'd like to think about things. If I have to think about things like that, then there are times that I don't have and times that I do have. No. If you are the allness, at all times you have everything. At all times you have every single thing. Now, are you experiencing every single thing right now? And that's the interesting thing about it. Am I experiencing every single thing right now? Am I the allness experiencing my allness right now? Well, there is no logic there. There is no reason there. There's no balance there. You cannot say that I'm experiencing the allness right now, because for you to be conscious of you experiencing the allness means that you're not experiencing the allness. For you to be consciousness that you're experiencing something and that you're not experiencing something, both at the same time, is not something that a human body can do, a human mind can do, a human concept can comprehend. So we sort of let go of our humanness. We let go and we let the divine be who we are. Now, do you understand allness? No. Do you want to be allness? I don't know. Well, you are whether you want to be it or not. And so the moment you begin to select items in the allness which you are, then you limit yourself. The moment you select health or ill health, the moment you select wealth or poverty, the moment you select anything at all, you are limiting the allness that you are. Now, it almost makes us feel, why bother being the allness in such an irrational, such an uncomprehendable idea? It's so far out. It's so way out, just unbelievable. How do you comprehend it? Well, you don't comprehend it. There is no one alive as a human being who can comprehend nothingness. And there's no one alive, a human being, who can comprehend allness. So what do? We turn ourselves over into our divine self. We turn ourselves over into the divine that we are and always will be. And as we turn ourselves over to this divine self, what are we doing? As we turn ourselves over to this divine self, what we are doing is we are opening the door of our heart to realize and fulfill that it is now that which we are. It is now that which is and will always be. Now, are you ready for that? You'd like to say yes, and you are afraid to say yes because you want to experience everything and not miss anything. But just imagine if you could train yourself to live in the allness, your place in heaven, your place in the divine, your place in everything. And you don't need to have it, and you don't need to not have it. You don't need to know it, and you don't need to not know it. You are it. You are that fabulous, marvelous, glorious experience of the allness that is right now. Whatever I see is my thought, and I like to look at my place in the universe, my place in the allness, my place in heaven, the divine. These are all irrational statements. These are all statements that we make when we do not really think. Because whatever I see is my thought. So when I see me balanced, when I see me happy, when I see me fulfilled, when I see me beloved in every way, then that's what I am. When I see me as the nothingness, untouched by anything in my universe, when I see me as the allness, fulfilled by everything in the universe. When I see me and I know who and what I am, then truly I am that I am. Today I claim I am the allness. Today I claim I am the nothingness. Today I claim I am peace. Today I claim I am confusion. And you see, as we go along, as I go along, making these irrational statements, the human cannot comprehend the allness, nor will it ever comprehend it. For it's only when I turn over into my divine awareness, then let go and let the divine in me, my God self, be itself, that I am that which I am. So this day I claim, I am that which I am now and always. I am the fulfillment, I am the joy, I am the peace, I am the power of all that is now and always. And I live my life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically, now and always, because that is the only thing that matters to me. Whatever I see is my thought. And I see me as the divine being that I am. There's no visual picture that comes with it. There's no visual awareness that comes with it, but there is an intuitive illumination wherein I am the light, I am the way, and I am the peace and the power, and I am that now. This is what we are now, you and I. Now, know that, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.